setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, letting your dog shoot you when you're applying for a firearms license, you're doing okay.
Wow. They don't have opposable thumbs. How is that happening?
This happened in Germany. Court actually ruled that this dog owner isn't fit to carry a firearms license.
Well, okay, that's a real big warning flag.
After his dog shot him in the arm.
Okay. They should probably go ahead and tell the dog isn't fit to have a firearm either.
See, here's the thing. He actually had an appeal against an earlier decision to not allow him to have a firearms license.
Okay.
And so what had happened, it was a couple years ago. He's a hunter. He was shot in the arm after his dog managed to release the trigger on a loaded rifle that had been just lying in his car.
Oh.
And the court was like, you can't be relied upon, quote, because it must be assumed that he will handle firearms and ammunition carelessly in the future as well.
That's a safe assumption. You know, that's only an 11 out of 10 on a good pupper scale. Only an 11.
Well, the dog, to be fair, was just happy that it was getting some attention.
Absolutely.
So you can't blame the dog.
Well, no, which is why it's still an 11 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
You're right. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your dog shoot you when you're applying for a firearms license, you're doing okay.
Is he okay? We didn't ask about the health.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
he got hit in the arm.
Okay, not bad.
He's going to be fine.
The dog's doing okay, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Were you talking about the dog? Yeah, the dog's fine.
Okay, that's really the important thing. The dog is fine.
Dog's fine.
Going to recover, going to move on from
this. Everything's good. That's Set of the Bar, guys, on 99.7 DJX.